Gas prices, as we all know, still causing pain at the pump. Right now, the national average for a gallon of gas is $4.28. Some good news, it's down 6 cents from last week, but 76 cents higher than it was this time last year. However, depending upon where you live, that amount could be even higher. And NewsNation correspondent Brian Enten is live for us. So, Brian, right now we're talking about price differences, sometimes within a matter of city blocks.
Yeah, Nicole, you know, we've been working on these gas stories all week, and something has stood out to us that really just hasn't made any sense at all. How can you be at one gas station and have one price, and then just a couple of blocks away, the price can be $1 or $2 higher? We set out today to try and figure it out.
Traffic gridlock in Chicago. The reason? Free gas. Chicago businessman Willie Wilson giving away $200,000 in free fuel.
How early did you wake up to get here?
About 1:30.
But if you don't live in Chicago and you weren't lucky enough to score a free tank, then you're like the rest of us, still struggling with the high prices. Prices that don't always seem to make sense and seem to change depending on what state or what part of town you're in.
Let me give you an example. This gas station in the Miami area near the airport is selling gas right now for $5.49 a gallon. But look what happens. We get in the car and we literally just drive 1 mile up the road. This gas station here, it's $4.09 a gallon. It doesn't seem to make any sense. We're going to go inside and see if the manager can explain why.
The manager told me we had to talk to the owner. So we came here to Sunshine Gasoline Distributors.
How is it at your gas station, it's $4.09 a gallon, but a mile down the road, it's $5.40 a gallon?
Okay, this is very common in our industry, okay? We deal with a commodity, okay? And each gas station is a business in itself. So it depends on the area.
Maximo Alvarez owns 375 gas stations. He says some are more expensive because of real estate prices in certain areas, higher taxes in some cities, and trucking costs.
You own hundreds of gas stations. With the prices going up, are you just getting richer?
Let me explain this to you. Friends of mine call me all the time. When the price goes up, they think I'm becoming wealthy. Let me explain this to you very simple. It's totally the opposite.
Alvarez insists, regardless of the price, he makes the same amount of money because higher prices mean higher credit card fees he has to pay. Bottom line, if you want to save money, use an app like Gas Buddy to find the cheapest gas. You might have to drive out of the way, but the difference in what you pay could be a lot.
And another tip that I learned today, Nicole, that could really save you money, avoid buying gas near airports. Many times the gas is marked up there because they are anticipating people will be in a rush returning their rental cars, so they will spike the prices. Better to get away from the airports. Nicole?
All right, Brian, with some good tips there. Brian, we always love to see you asking those questions and getting answers. Brian, thank you for that.